We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, on a snowy winter day in the city of Philadelphia. It is the Marks and Reese Show on a football Friday. Johnny Marks. And Ike Juice, who's drinking fruit punch, so he really is Ike Juice. Ike Reese, what's up, Ike?
What up, Johnny Marks?
I feel good, man. I love the snow as long as I'm not shoveling it or driving in it. So we're here for the next 4 hours. I can just watch it. We have a beautiful view here of the Ben Franklin Bridge and the rest of Old City. And the snow is coming down, so everybody be careful out there.
Doesn't look like it's going to stick, though.
Nah, it's not. So I don't think it's supposed to be a lot.
Right.
The further south, you may get it down in Jersey. Your neck of the woods. You might get a couple inches, but I think the further north and west you go, you get a little bit less. Anyway, yeah, it is a football Friday. Eagles and Giants. The Phillies made a trade earlier with Freddie Galvis leaving, and then they just signed Carlos Santana to a 3-year, $60 million contract. So we will get into that and give a mention or two of that. As we get going here, but like this is a football Friday, man, and this is one of these games where, like, you know how we like when it gets a little bit cold out, we're like, oh, this is football weather, right?
Yeah.
This is really football weather right now. This is playoff football weather, out right now.
Yeah, I would have fun going out there to play in that. Cause see, as defensive players, we know offensive players don't want to be hitting this stuff.
They're wearing the long sleeves, and you're coming out in the short sleeves, right?
Yeah. Especially those receivers. Now, running backs, now, depending on what type of running back you get, they don't mind contact. I can imagine LeGarrette Blount having fun in this stuff because he knows no one wants to hit him.
I wouldn't want to. I'm sure you wouldn't want, right? Want to avoid him if all possible.
It may be a business decision or two made.
Yeah, he comes barreling like a train at you in the snow.
Getting trot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, oh, you got it. I'm going to take over here. So it's a football Friday. We're going to talk Giants and the rivalry because really – and Ben Livingston, our millennial producer, normally you would think that it would be the opposite take, but he's making the case to why the Cowboys and the Eagles are the rivalry. Ike and I seem to think a little bit differently. We'll talk about that in a second. But so here's what I'm going to talk about with the game. And we've great guests today. Trent Green, 315. Michael Vick at 355. We'll talk about Miracle in the Meadowlands 3.
MV,
my man. I love Michael Vick.
Yeah, Mike's a good dude.
Jordan Hicks, 430. So we got the appropriate Eagles guest today. What do you think? I think most people, almost everybody's assuming the Eagles are going to win. So I won't even throw that out there for this part of the conversation with you and I. But how do you think your best guess on how the team looks on Sunday night or on Sunday? And here's what I mean. Do they look great? To where Nick Foles comes out, the offense doesn't miss a beat. They win 38-7, and it's a laugher, and they're doing the electric slide. Is it a solid win against a bad team? Like, yeah, they won 28, kind of like Chicago. They won 31-3, but that was just a solid win. They didn't look very good.
Actually looked sloppy early in that game.
They did.
Yeah.
So is it a decisive win, but not an impressive win? Is it an eh? They get the win. But you're thinking like, boy, you're lucky you were playing the Giants. You might lose that one.
Right.
Or God forbid somehow they lose.
Well, I don't see them losing. And honestly, this isn't me with wishful thinking or pie in the sky or my green goggles on. I think they come out and look like a well-oiled machine. I just do. I think we don't put enough significance on what Nick Foles was able to do last week. Is he going to find a more intense situation than that? You know, fourth quarter, you're down
in a
meaningful game that you have to win, and you're thrust in the action. Coach isn't spoon-feeding you. Coach didn't come in and hand the ball off 8 straight times. Coach, you came in. Coach called 8 out of 9 pass plays for you. You can't get more pressure on you.
What was it, the first play where he went running and he had any?
Well, he dropped the snap.
Yes.
Jason and his snaps. That Carson has become accustomed to having to reach to the left or low or whatever to pick up at times. Nick dropped the first one, didn't panic, didn't try to do too much, took what he can get, got a 9-yard gain on the first play. I think that helped settle him down a little bit.
A little bit.
But that was a called pass play.
Mm-hmm.
He was thrown into a difficult situation last week. And this week, with a full week of preparation against this team, and he gets the full week to prepare to play Sunday? Oh, I think they look like a well-oiled machine. I think he comes out. He plays well. Right now, he's throwing 3 touchdowns. That's what I got him throwing. Touchdowns.
Then I would start him in your fantasy league if that's the case, unless you think Goff's going to get more.
Well, no, here's my thing with that. You can get the TDs, but he may not have the yards.
Because the game's out of hand.
And for some reason with this team, and I'm going off the track record of the 13 games I've seen, they throw the ball down there in the red zone.
Oh, yeah. No, they do.
Like, LeGarrette Blount doesn't have a ton of rushing touchdowns.
No.
What does Jay Ajayi have? 1? Which he got from, 50 yards out?
Clement might have more than...
Right. Rushing touchdowns down there. And he actually has a couple of receiving touchdowns down there. So they throw the ball down there in that red zone. At least they did with Carson.
So you're saying,
so I'm expecting them to do that again.
You're saying they're going to look great.
Okay.
How you expect them to look is great. Not even good. Not even, solid win. They went out there and they beat them. Yeah, it was a good performance. You think they're going to look great?
Yeah, I'm going 260+. 260+, 3 touchdowns.
Ooh.
Nick Foles. Eagles win this thing 31-13.
Easy one.
Yeah.
Impressive win. Then they take the foot off the accelerator in the third quarter because they know that the Giants have no chance and it just kind of ends.
They start running the ball.
They run out the clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I think happens, and I actually agree with you. I think it's going to be a great performance across the board, including the defense. And this is the game that the defense looks at each other and says, hey, we've been a little bit leaky.
Yeah.
It's the perfect opportunity to go up against a team that doesn't have a great offensive line, that doesn't have a running game, and has a quarterback that's just chucking the ball to get rid of it, a pick 6 at least, a couple of interceptions that shorten the field, and that's how they score a lot of points. I'm going to go 38-13 with a garbage late touchdown by Davis Webb for the Giants.
Davis Webb.
How about that?
Oh, we get to see Davis Webb this
week. He plays in the fourth quarter because it's out of hand. So that's how so we're both on the same page.
Yeah.
I don't think that – I agree with you. I think that the people out there that are skeptical or say, oh, he stinks, talking about Nick Foles, you're going to be overreacting on Monday based on the performance of this team. Because Nick Foles is still Nick Foles, whether he plays well or he doesn't play well on Sunday night. I think I know what Nick Foles is. And when he's playing well and the team's playing well around him – and he has confidence, he's a good player.
Damn good quarterback.
Yeah, I agree. So that's what I expect. What does everybody else expect? 888-729-9494. Mark Sobeys, Football Friday in December, and it feels so good. So, yeah, they're playing the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about this, and I think the first week we worked together, I came on, I'm like, all right, it's the Cowboys. Let's do this, and this surrounding the Cowboys, that surrounding the Cowboys. And what I learned from you that week was – yeah, I don't even feel like that they're our true rival. And I'm like, all right. Because, I get the Dallas rivalry and I get the fans out there. They're just so vicious towards the Cowboys. And I hate the Cowboys, too. But I have felt like in the 2000s, this century, that the rival, and it's not even close, has been the Giants, Ike.
Yes, sir. Listen, I started my career losing 9 straight to them.
Oh, so you were in the back end of that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, John Fox used to do a number on Andy Reid's offenses back then.
Well, no, this is when Jim Fossil was there.
But Fox was his defensive coordinator.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's what you mean. Yeah, gotcha.
Andy always had a problem with John Fox, the defensive coordinator.
Even when he went to Carolina.
And when he went to Carolina, it was like, I was like, no!
Yeah.
Not Fox again!
Yeah, I think I got 7 of those 9 straight losses.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And you're including the playoff game.
Yep. Well, yeah, the one year they beat us 3 times in 1 year.
God. Yeah, you know what I said that week? Oh, playing the same division team 3 times a year, this is an Eagles win.
Can't lose 3 in a row.
Then Ron Dixon ran right by you on the kickoff.
He did. He did.
It was one of those games.
No, I'm still screaming it was a hold, man. Somebody was holding me, man.
Legal block.
Yeah, I was being held on that play, man.
So, and you think about those teams, right? And I know the Cowboys and America's team, and the Giants are a franchise that, at least until this year, maybe recently, was thought to be a class organization,
right.
Conservative, not out there doing a bunch of crap and signing all these useless free agents and making big spots. They're thought to be kind of like a Sterling-type NFL franchise,
mm-hmm.
until recently with the kicker that had domestic violence, and they were signing them and saying everything was fine,
yeah.
and this stuff that was going on this year. Yeah, but you know what they have? They have annoying players on the Giants, right? Like, all throughout the years, they're just annoying. You don't hate them like you hate the Cowboys, because the Cowboys have that, you know, kind of gunslinger, bandit, Jerry Jones-type mentality. Like, you already hate those guys. We talk like a guy like Amani Toomer. I can't handle him. I always hated him.
Yeah,
Amani Toomer. Ike Hilliard.
Yeah, Seahorn.
Oh my God, that's friggin' interception that he got
exactly
in the playoff game.
Yes.
Seahorn. Go back to the '80s. Phil Sims.
Mm-hmm.
Howard Cross, the third tight end that never did anything but block. I hated him because you would see him go in motion on the goal line, then he would plow through, and Rodney Hampton or Joe Morris would get a touchdown.
Plus, I mean, when you think about the some of the most memorable moments in Eagle history,
yeah,
more than a few that's around the New York Giants.
Bam! Three of them.
Yeah.
The Cowboys-Eagles have the Pork Chop Bowl and the Bounty Bowl. The Eagles are one-sided in the Three Miracle at the Meadowlands.
That's right.
See, this is, we're agreeing too much, and that's what the beauty is. Ben Livingston, our producer, is very much on the other side of the Cowboys, and it's not even close.
Yeah, I think we hate the Giants because we're told to hate the Giants because they're from New York, they're close by, and they're rivals. I don't think there's the same visceral hate for what the Giants represent. Like, I don't think we would hate the Giants if the Giants played in San Francisco or if the Giants played anywhere else. But I think that Dallas, even though they're really, really far away, there's that hate for them that's based not just off of them being our rival, but off of what they represent. There's almost like a jealousy and a hatred for the whole America's team thing, for the whole glamour, for all the winning that they've done and how people have reacted to it. And I don't think there's the same thing with the Giants. I think people hate the Cowboys not just because they're a rival, but because of what they are. And I don't think the Giants are as hateable as the Cowboys. The Cowboys are so much more hateable.
Yeah, people want to call for Tony Romo to come here this week.
I think that was just me. There wasn't a lot of people
out
there.
No, not just you. No, it was people. It was people, including him in there.
It's such a big rivalry that people are talking about playing the starters in the final game of the season,
right, but
just to knock them out of the playoffs. People would not say that with the Giants.
But here it is. But here's what I'm saying, and here's what I think Ike is saying too. You're right that it is considered the biggest rival among the fans. But it's not only a one-sided rivalry. Where the fans of the Cowboys, they have no idea any of this exists. That's A, but B, give me a side of the America's team thing, because you can make that argument for every team in the National Football League that their chief rival should be the Cowboys.
Cowboys, right.
What's the reason for it?
Jerry Jones. You go back in the day and you look at all the people that have gone through that building and the attitude that they've had. You look at Zeke. You look at how Dez Bryant acts. You look at how Tony Romo acted. Tony Romo's like the most anti-Philadelphia person there is in terms of his personality. Jerry Jones and the entire aura he's built there. It's such a hateable organization.
They haven't won
it's
anything.
Such a hateable fan base. I don't hate Giants fans. I don't hate Giants players. I hate them because they're a rival, and I'm supposed to hate them the same way as the Redskins, but they aren't the same evil that the Cowboys are, so I can't hate them the same way.
888-729-9494. He's referring to the Philadelphia Cowboy fans,
mm-hmm.
which is deciding, we're deciding our chief rival of our football team based on Philadelphia Cowboy fans, not Dallas Cowboy fans. You don't know any Dallas Cowboy fans in Dallas, Ben. What are you talking about? You're talking about the knuckleheads in this area.
Fans, yeah.
Yeah. That's what makes it so unique, is it's fought right in our backyard. And I know Giants fans are close, but unless you live out in Jersey, you don't really feel the Giants fans the same way you feel the Cowboys fans.
And New York's more of a baseball town, and it's different. But what kind of a town is Dallas? I mean, seriously, what kind of a football town is Dallas? You go down there, you take over that stadium. Those people down there, they're more worried about University of Texas. So that's what I want to ask.
That's true.
The biggest rivalry in Philadelphia right now, you can throw any of the sports in there, but explain why it's the Cowboys. I just want to hear out of people's mouths, Ike,
mm-hmm.
why it's the Cowboys. Because I don't think that they're going to have a real good answer other than, well, they just are.
Well, here's the other thing why I would vote New York. I think more of our rivals for our other sports teams are New York.
Yeah,
we don't hate the Mavericks.
No,
you don't hate the Rangers or the Texas Rangers. They're close to
or
Dallas.
The Stars or whatever.
Like, so it's just the Cowboys. Like, we hate the Rangers. We hate the New York Rangers. We hate the Knicks.
It's America's team.
Hate the Mets.
And we've been programmed to say that the Cowboys, it's the famous line, like, who you every week you root against the Cowboys and for whoever's playing, or your two favorite teams are the Eagles and whoever's playing against the Cowboys.
That's it. That's the line.
Right. That's the line. That's what people think. But I'm just saying.
Like, not me. New York.
But, like, what we did this week, I think, is we showed leadership in the city of Philadelphia.
We did, man.
We told people, don't freak out. We know Wentz is injured. We have Nick Foles. We're going to be fine. Right now, I want to provide guidance to the people out there and really show them that there's no real reason to have them as the chief rival. The Giants, the team you're playing on Sunday, is the chief rival.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.